Welcome back, everyone, to Market Wrap. I'm Mo Ansari. And on our guest line, someone you've heard before right here. He's a member of the financial planning division right here at Compaq. It is Fred Jin. He's a certified financial planner, chartered retirement planning counselor. Fred is one of Compaq's CFPs on staff here in our planning division. He comes to us with more than 10 years in the pension fund and mutual fund areas and has been in the financial services industry for over 25 years. Fred, welcome back to Market Wrap.
Good to be back. Thank you, Mo.
It's always good to have you. Let's start talking about how do you plan for a recession? Fears are growing about a coming recession. What do people need to think about when planning ahead? Let's talk about financial planning beyond the right mix of investments, you know, having the right, they've got an investment management team that is managing the money, but then they have a certified financial planner who's looking at the long-term plan. Do they need to make any adjustments if they see a recession coming?
Well, it depends. I mean, that there's always the good rule of thumb of making sure that you have enough ready, if it's not cash specific, but certainly having access to money that will cover your expenses for the next 3 to 6 months if the event occurs. And recessions oftentimes include some layoffs, depending on how your employment situation is at that time. So we do want to make sure that you do have that covered as the first point so that you can manage through it without the stresses and you can focus, if you do in fact lose your job, that you can focus on finding a new job as opposed to worrying about how you're going to pay for the normal day-to-day expenses. That's the focus that should not be taking up your time each day. So we are definitely ones to say that's the first step. That's always in our planning to say, well, let's look at the very short term first before we start looking out.
So have enough ready cash available just in case. It's like SVB, Silicon Valley Bank. Make sure your balance sheet is in order. If somebody comes and wants a withdrawal, you have cash and you don't have all this money tied up in long term. People might have real estate holdings. People might have CDs or something that they can't get their money immediately if they need it. And if circumstances change for people where they get laid off or something happens where they need the cash, first of all, they should have enough emergency cash sitting on hand that you just go to the bank and get it. Great advice, Fred. Some people are prone to pulling back on their contributions to retirement accounts. They go, oh my God, the market is going down. All the money that I put in my 401k last month is gone. So I'm not going to put any more money into my 401k or college savings accounts during these times in order to stockpile cash. And then when it hits the bottom, I'm going to put it all in right at the bottom. And then when it goes to the top, I will be rich. Is that a good idea?
It would be if you could predict the future like that. But no, it's, you know, the idea of continuing to maintain it, certainly if recessions are uncertain, we are not ones to advocate to just suddenly go and put all your cash under your mattress. For people that are over 55, there are provisions that would allow you even to access to your 401k monies. So you should continue to save. It's pre-tax money. It's very efficient from that standpoint. And if something comes up, then those are things that we definitely would like to make sure you have access to it. Many people are actually surprised that we can manage their 401k assets. So it's one of those nice things to be aware that you may not have a really good 401k plan from an investment option standpoint. And we manage, obviously, many of our clients' 401k plans that are still participating, still working.
Yeah, that's the question I was going to ask. Explain that to listeners, how, while they're still working, they don't have to move their 401k to an IRA. They're making contributions. They're with a company. How can we manage that 401k? Explain that to people.
Sure. There are many plans. The plan has to provide for it, but it is, the law allows for it. You can just talk to your employer and ask them, hey, I've got my 401k plan. I would like to have an outside manager look at those and manage them. We do obviously some allocations for clients that do not have that provision. We at least help them allocate appropriately. But for many of our clients, the plans are accessible to Compaq to manage for them. And it opens up so many other investment options for them instead of just the standard. Now, some of them have very limited choices in their investments, and some of those choices actually aren't very good. They cost a lot of money and have not been performing well. So it is a feature that many people are not aware of, that it's not a question of age. It's a question of the plan design and your employer's choices. But we certainly can look into that for them if they have a question on, hey, I have this plan, but I only have 12 choices and they're not all good. Can I do something about it? And we've helped many clients with that.
What are the, you know, we're talking to a lot of clients in the Silicon Valley, which we have up in the San Jose area, and there's quite a few layoffs there going on, but the rest of the country, there are not as many. What are some of the things that people can do to plan ahead if they fear losing their job?
Well, I think one of them is we just mentioned about having someone manage it, but if the notice is coming, and they have some time to plan for it, and oftentimes they do. They have a sense of, well, the company is starting to restructure or the whatever term is being used at the time. That's the time to do it. Obviously, planning prior to is an important part of this. We unfortunately do have clients that have lost their jobs and are in that stage of looking for a new job, but we've worked with them on let's understand where their expenses are now. We start to allocate accounts so that they will be able to access that money to pay their bills. So it is an important thing of each client is different in the sense of, well, it depends on which accounts they have and which ones are accessible without penalty. There is a rule at age 55 that allows people that are laid off to have access to the 401k plan funds without the traditional 10% penalty. So it is something that we would want to look at to see what their circumstances are. There are in-service withdrawals as well. They shouldn't feel like they don't have any money. That's sometimes the fact is that they think that money is completely off limits to them. But in the circumstances of hardships, the IRS is and Department of Labor is very generous in allowing people to access some of those funds. But it's not a blanket take all the money out. It does take a little bit of time to look into the provisions within the plan as well as their age and circumstances.
We are talking to Fred Jin. He's a CFP, CRPC, that's a Chartered Retirement Planning Counselor, and also a certified financial planner. Fred, is it time to reconsider major purchases like second homes or expensive vacations?
Certainly, if the question of their job security is there, I would not be encouraging any clients to take major obligations. Taking on a mortgage in the future for the next 30 years when you're not sure if you're going to have a job in the next 6 months is not advisable. Certainly buying a car that you need to replace your car, that's probably less of a concern. You know, if you've got to have a car, you need to have a car to replace it to get to your job. But it would definitely, some of the major purchases, if you're going on a big cruise or some trip that's going to take a lot of money, yeah, you may want to maybe pause. It would always be unique to your circumstance. I wouldn't say that you shouldn't go on the trip. If you have a lot of money in the bank, that's what it's for, to enjoy. Is, you know, we are encouragers of the money is there to facilitate a life, not to be the life of its own. So it would certainly depend on the circumstances. But yeah, taking on an obligation of a vacation home at this point, if your job is somewhat in question, and like you said, unfortunately, Northern California has a lot of those firms that have made some headlines as far as their layoffs. So there is some concern definitely raised this time around that it wasn't there a few years ago when some other jobs were going through that cycle.
How can people start prioritizing what's most important with respect to their finances?
Well, I don't want to be self-promoting, but certainly we've worked with so many clients on these are the important things that keep you going each month. That's important. There are some people that I think have a different definition of what is a need and what is a want. So we like to try to have a discussion with our clients in regards to what are necessities and what are things that maybe in this time you may want to re-examine. But priority is always a very important part of the whole process of what's important to them is something that we want to try to work for.
Fred, you're a CFP, and for the last decade and a half, I've been big proponents of having a separate certified financial planner, CFP, and better to have a CRPC also, somebody who knows retirement planning, somebody who knows financial planning, besides the people that are managing your money. And those people should be separate than the person that that is your salesperson or your relationship manager. You know, why is it important to get a financial planner and say, hey, you know, I've got a broker. He does everything. He's the sales guy. He's my relationship manager. He's my money manager. He's my financial planner. Why is it important to separate these people and have a team that works with you?
Well, certainly I agree with the structure that Compaq has put together. It is just hard to imagine being able to focus on all of the things that you just mentioned. We kind of say that it's hard to manage with seven different hats you're wearing, and you have to keep on flipping them back and forth. We always talk about the idea that I don't manage money. I look at the things that are not related to the portfolio specifically. So it's kind of the life events and how we plan for it. Changes in tax laws that we have to keep abreast of, but what is going on in the GDP and what is going on in some other parts of the world that have some effect on some stocks and others. I am very thankful that I don't have to worry about those things. Those are things that you and the investment committee focus on. I get to focus on the things that are going on in a person's life that matters at that moment for them, their college funding for their kids. It's coming around again for the time to choose. Those are things that are important to their lives, along with all the other things that are done in their financial life and non-financial life. But planning is about the short-term, long-term plans and not the management of a buy or a sell in their portfolio that we believe is taken care of very well by Compaq's investment committee. So we like the idea of having separate functions. It's just so much better to specialize than to have a generalist managing all of those activities, not to mention administrative things tacked on to it.
Fred, can people call you right now and say, hey, you know, Fred, I just heard you on the radio talking to Mo. I think I need to have another set of eyes look at everything. I just am doing my taxes and they're all over the place. I didn't get anything. Do you work with people all year long on their taxation also?
We do. We obviously get a lot of people at the end of the year trying to do things, but throughout the year. And in fact, we encourage people to do some things throughout the year because they're more manageable at that time. And so we are always ones to look at what is the situation you're in? What's the best way to do this? Planning at the in December is a tough thing to do. Their partners, their CPAs oftentimes are buried with other people asking the same question. So you don't need to do that. You don't have to wait till the last moment to do it. This time of the year is a really good time. After you filed your taxes, we like to be those people that say, okay, unfortunately, if we weren't working with you before, we couldn't have told you, hey, maybe you should have done something here. Unfortunately, that is the tale of some people saying, well, if you would have done this, you could have saved or done something more efficiently. We like to do that throughout the year.
So people can call you right now and say, let me talk to Fred. I'd like to have another set of eyes and go from there. So let's do this. Let's go and give out your number, 800-388-9700, 800-388-9700. Why don't you, anybody, if you're interested, anybody who wants a second set of eyes, just call right now and say, look, I just heard Fred on the radio. Why don't I have Fred, look at my stuff. There's no cost or obligation. Can they do that right now, Fred, if they want to?
Absolutely. I'm always happy to help. It is somewhat of the role I play is we want to improve people's stance in life, and I do a great deal of pro bono work with people as well. So this is just that, getting a chance to talk to people and at least put them in a right direction. We may not work with them all the time, but we certainly want to make sure that we can help them make better choices.
Fred, as always, thank you so much for being with us today and sharing all this important information, why it is important to have a financial planner and continuously look at your financial plan. Thanks again.
You're very welcome.
That's Fred Jin. I'm Mo Ansari. I'm going to take a short break. Stay tuned, and I will be right back.